Good morning. I say good morning because it is 6:17 a.m. in Ciudad Colón, Costa Rica. I have roosters crowing out the window. Buses are moving. I haven't heard the dogs this morning, but I have almost completed my work week. Today is Friday. We have pictures. We have a field trip. And I'm feeling good about moving into my weekend. It's been a really long time since I did a podcast. And so I laid down, sat down, got ready to start to try to work out, to do a little bit of stretching. And I just felt the urge to do a podcast. I would love to say that I had a plan in mind. I knew exactly what I wanted to say, but I really just want to focus on the power of being grateful. I have realized in the past 3 months in my preparation for moving to a brand new country and taking on a brand new job that there is nothing greater than knowing that you have the support and the love of people. People around you, people who are far from you but connected to you. It's really an amazing, amazing feeling. Yesterday I had a phone conversation with a friend from college. My speaker's off. College for me happened in, oh my gosh, it happened 12 years ago. I went to college 12 years ago. And it was a great time. I feel like I was on 10 as far as making sure that I took every leadership opportunity I started or helped to start. 3 different organizations on my campus. I worked at a boys and girls home. I was in Res Life. I went to conferences. I studied abroad twice. Yeah, beast mode, right? I loved college, but one thing I loved most was the people that I got to meet. Some of those people I still talk to very regularly, and some not so much. But it just really was great to have a conversation last night with an old friend. An old homie, and just catch up on one another's lives. So I wanted to, again, just focus on this theme of gratitude. There was a point in my life that I was ungrateful for everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. And sometimes it's not embarrassing to list, but I know that, you know, people might judge the fact that I wasn't grateful to be waking up. I wasn't grateful to be alive. I wasn't grateful that I had a good job, a car. My parents were alive and well. I have a great relationship with my sister. My niece is awesome. I was not grateful that I had an incredible church home. Like, I wasn't grateful for anything, and I was very aware of that. And I started praying specifically for God to give me a grateful heart, because I realized that I was taking my blessings for granted, focusing on the areas where I didn't have what I thought that I wanted or needed. And I knew that that was lopsided, but it was my reality. And so I prayed for change. I prayed for something different. And I can absolutely say that God has answered my prayers. When I start to feel irritated or hopeless or helpless, depressed, I focus on the things that I'm grateful for. And so right now, sitting on my floor on my yoga mat in my studio apartment in Costa Rica, I'm simply grateful for the fact that God is faithful, that when I wake up and look out of my window, the landscape is evidence of His grace and His hand on my life. It is beautiful where I stay. It's beautiful where I live. I've met friends here. I enjoy going to work. I love the children that I teach. And there is no better testament of God's love for me than the life that He's allowed me to live. Yes, with flaws. Yes, with obstacles. Yes, with challenges. But God has been faithful. He is faithful. He will continue to be faithful. And it's amazing that I'm at a level where I can focus on what I'm grateful for, and that gives me life.